A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
major flooding in a big storm meant major cleanup all day Monday around Salt Lake City neighborhoods. Mud and gunk filling up basements and storm drains. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Utah's ICUs are nearing critical levels. 82% of beds are being used. The state says care for patients begins to suffer at 85%. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be I-15. If you're traveling northbound, you're going to see some spots of busy traffic between 2100 South and the North Interchange. But the delays are now pretty solid on northbound I-15 from the Highway 89 split in Farmington up to the Layton Hills Mall. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A stormy start to the day, but some sunshine popping out this afternoon and drier conditions are coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 81 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The U.S. today reached President Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot into 70% of American adults as the latest surge of the Delta variant is filling up hospitals.
Those higher viral loads are seen not just in those who are unvaccinated and infected, but also, and importantly, in the small proportion of those who are vaccinated and become infected.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. The governor of Louisiana and counties in California's Bay Area are reinstating mask mandates. In Denver, all city employees and private sector workers in high-risk settings must be fully vaccinated by the end of September. A federal appeals court has ruled Indiana University can require students and employees to be vaccinated, rejecting a request by 8 IU students who say the policy is unconstitutional. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's tested positive for the virus, even though he is fully vaccinated. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. And we have breaking news here on KSL. The Mill Creek Stream is once again safe for irrigation and recreation. Back on Friday, fish were washing up dead on the shore after concrete spilled into the stream. Dr. Erica Gaddis is the director of the Department of Environmental Quality. Dr. Gaddis is on the phone with us right now with an update, and we thank you for joining us. So, did this rain play a big part in making the water safe again?
Thank you very much for the question. Yeah, it was both a combination of the heavy rain we received last night, but also the extensive cleanup effort that's been going on since the event occurred on Thursday evening. That have allowed the water quality issues in Mill Creek Stream that were caused by this concrete release to return to normal.
There were concerns that the spill might affect the Jordan River. What do we know about that now? Are things okay there as well?
Yeah, we've been monitoring water quality all the way down Mill Creek to the confluence with the Jordan River, and we haven't seen the water quality impacts reach that far.
Okay. How many fish were killed? Do we have any idea? And for that matter, are there any left?
That's a great question. The Division of Wildlife Resources has been inventorying the fish kill, and so far they've recovered roughly 300 fish from the creek. But we don't know if that's a final number yet. That investigation is ongoing.
Are there any concerns over long-term effects for the fish or for the future of the creek, for that matter?
So we'll be working with UDOT to investigate any long-term impacts, but the material that was released has largely been recovered or has been diluted and washed downstream, so we don't see any immediate concerns.
Which is wonderful news. How many people were involved in the cleanup effort over the past few days?
Oh, that's a great question. We've had four different state agencies, the county health department, and several cities, as well as their contractors working on this, so I'd put the number of everybody involved in the, 30 to 40 people. The cleanup crews have removed 60 50-gallon bags of potentially contaminated material.
And at this point, we consider Mill Creek Stream to be safe for irrigation and recreation. Is it almost like nothing ever happened?
Well, I wouldn't say that it is as if nothing ever happened. Of course, there's been a lot of disturbance. We have a big impact on the aquatic life in that creek. And even the cleanup itself has disturbed some of the stream bottom. So we'll be working over the next few months to try and bring it back to a restored condition. But the water quality has returned to pre-spill conditions and should be appropriate for irrigation and recreation.
Well, that's very good news, and we appreciate you coming on to let us know the good news. Dr. Erica Gaddis is the director of the Department of Environmental Quality. Thanks so much. KSL News Time 549. We're going to move along to Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Slow down southbound I-15 between 4500 and 90th. On the northbound side, we had some busier traffic going from Draper into Sandy. Looks like that has eased, as well as the backups westbound on the 201, 5600 west into 7200 west. And the small accident almost cleared northbound I-215's east belt prior to 4500 south on the right. Len?
We have a crash northbound I-15 at Geneva Road on the left shoulder. That's causing some slowing in the area. Otherwise, your voyage through Utah County is looking pretty good right now. Southbound around the point of the mountains in good shape. And if you look at Bangor Highway back in the Salt Lake Valley, you've got some slowing in Kearns from 5400 south to 6200 south. And further south, 6200 south to 7400 south. Steve?
Good speeds in a sunny drive leaving downtown Salt Lake on northbound 15. Davis County delays, though, between Lagoon and Clearfield. Southbound I-15 thick and slow between Riverdale down to Roy. And northbound 89 still crowded in the construction there between Mutton Hollow and Cherry Lane. With the right kind of loan, you won't be a small business for long. Apply for an SBA loan online at ZionsBank.com. Credit and SBA approval required. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast now. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, historic flooding across the area yesterday, and even the rain this morning was impressive. Tonight, lows will be in the 60s, partly cloudy and 90 for the high on Tuesday, mid-90s with sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday. In fact, we'll stay in those low to mid-90s all the way through the weekend and in next week with lots of sun. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
81 degrees. Great to be back on KSL at 552.
Jeff Kaplan, only on KSL News Radio.
Because I got to have faith. I got to have faith. Because I got to have
Life isn't what it used to be. You don't call a stockbroker, you use an app. You don't go to Blockbuster, you stream your movies. The world has changed, but the High Commission Loan Officer has not, and that is costing you thousands. I'm Mortgage Mike with City Creek Mortgage. Now you can get the advice you normally get from a human online with our digital loan officer. Don't pay a high commission salesperson, do it yourself and save the money at citycreekmortgage.com. Apply online or call us at 801-900-HOME.
NMLS number 85855, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee. People thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer for $799 with a lifetime warranty. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
It was a goal that I wanted to achieve from the very beginning.
I'm a 40-year-old man that walked in there to get his high school diploma. I wasn't sure if I could do it. It was very hard for me, but the teachers, the counselors, they help you.
One of the teachers was Miss Araceli. Miss Araceli, she gave me direction. Every single time I had a question, she'll put down whatever she's doing and she'll come over and she'll sit there with you until you get it.
At age 47, With the help of his teacher, Marco finished his high school diploma.
50% of getting your high school diploma is walking through those doors. The other 50% is doing the work. Getting your high school diploma, it is a life-changing experience. It really is. It catapults you to where you want to go.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Vivint has raised more than $1 million for underprivileged communities throughout the country. The employee-led donations will pay for 30,000 backpacks and send more than 400 students to STEM summer camp programs. KSL drives and flies. One Brazilian airline is hoping to lead the way with electric planes. Azul signed a $1 billion deal with an electric jet startup and plans to move away from fuel by 2025. On Wall Street today, the Dow is down 97 points, ending the day at 34,838. The S&P was down 8, and the NASDAQ gained 8 points. KSL News Time 5:55. Cougar Tracks now brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's Mitch Harper.
With the calendar now turned to the month of August, Cougar Tracks is back to get you ready for another year of BYU football. It's been an eventful offseason for BYU and all of college sports. But now the focus shifts to on the field, where BYU will look to find their next starting quarterback to replace number 2 overall draft pick Zach Wilson. Practices begin this Thursday, and the 3 quarterbacks vying for the job are Jaren Hall, Baylor Romney, and Jacob Conover. Each one of these signal callers could be in a heated battle all the way up to kickoff on September 4th against Arizona.
Well, I don't like deadlines. And there's one deadline that matters, and that's the first game. And so so we already have that deadline in place. I don't think we should try to create another one.
For all the latest on BYU fall camp practices, subscribe to my podcast, Cougar Tracks, on KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.